With all of the potential distractions for children in the day-to-day life, tablets and TV and the internet, getting your child to sit down and read can be a tall order.
But Read On Wisconsin is aiming to make sure that children immerse themselves in books throughout the summer with a new selection of books and readings for all age ranges.
Established in 2004 by then Wisconsin First Lady Jessica Doyle, the initiative has grown both online and in the classroom, with educators, librarians, and students coming together to pick books for the program each spring.
One book featured for this summer for intermediate readers is Farmer Will Allen and the Growing Table. It tells the story of Will Allen, who became an urban farming advocate and legend in Milwaukee.
It was written by Caldecott Award-winning children's author Jacqueline Briggs Martin, and she visited a few schools in the area as part of the Read Wisconsin program, and she joins us from our Milwaukee studio. Jacqueline, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, Jacqueline, how did you first get into the business of children's books?
Well, I have two children, and at the time that they were very young, we lived on a farm out in the country in Iowa, where I live. And my husband would leave for work every morning, and we would be there all day. And one thing that we did with our time was read children's books. We loved it. My kids would bring a stack of books down, we'd sit on the couch, and we'd go through the entire stack. And we had so much fun. I thought, I was looking for something that I could do in the early morning, or something I could do while my kids were napping, a project that I might be able to get better at. And I thought, we have so much fun reading these books. And I had always loved the sounds of words since I was a child. I thought, I want to write books for kids. So I bought a tablet and I started writing. And of course, I was reading a lot of books, and I would go to libraries and see what they had, and I would read those books to kind of figure out what I wanted to write about. And that's how I started.
Wow, so it was sort of this lightning bolt that you just sort of knew, this is what I want to do.
I think so. You know, I had enjoyed writing as a child. I loved words, and I had an imaginary playmate as a child. I loved making up stories. So it kind of came together. Oh, I should be doing this. I should be trying this. And the funny thing is, I love spending time with words. If someone said to me, you have to sew an overcoat, I would shoot myself because I don't love doing that. But I can spend all afternoon writing a sentence because I love it.
Well, let's talk about the story about Will Allen. This is one that is dear to us, you know, in Wisconsin and Milwaukee. How did this story first fall into your path?
I grew up on a farm, and I had read about urban farms. The farm I grew up in was a regular rural farm in Maine, a dairy farm. But I had read about urban farms, and I loved the contrast of farming in an urban setting. So I thought I would write a story about three urban farms, one in Brooklyn, one in the Midwest, and one in the West. And I chose Will Allen. I think I read about him when he won the MacArthur Genius Award. Mm. And so I researched the Brooklyn, I researched Will Allen, and I researched the West, and I then began to think, well, for kids, three farms is probably too many farms to think about. I'll just choose one. And Will Allen its growing power is such a great endeavor. There's so much going on there, and it has so many goals, and it's meeting all of those goals. Plus, Will Allen is planting seeds for urban farms all over the world. He just seemed like the natural one to choose to tell a story of urban farms.
And did you feel, I mean, a lot of time when people are writing biographies or researching someone in particular, they feel kind of close to that person. And in this case, you know, you can talk to Will Allen, ask him about his past, and write about him. Did you feel you really got to know him or got to feel close to him in any way?
I got to know some wonderful details of his story. And I have come to feel close to him as I have lived with this story. And I see him occasionally now because we did the book together. But the fact that he hated gardening as a child, I think is a wonderful detail. I think kids will find that interesting. He hated it, and now he spends all of his time farming and showing other people how to farm.
What do Wisconsin kids make of his story? How do they respond?
I think they love it that he's a Wisconsin person. that he's located in Wisconsin. I think it makes them feel good about where they live. And I don't know, I think it also, the fact that he's farming in a city, I think makes them feel like they can grow things wherever they are. And so many schools I visit have schoolyard gardens. We visited a school in Madison yesterday that has extensive schoolyard gardens, Orchard Ridge. And today we visited the Gainsland School in Milwaukee. And they have a schoolyard garden, and they were eating rhubarb this week. So I think knowing about an urban farm makes kids realize more possibilities than they might have realized without knowing that.
And you're part of this Read On Wisconsin initiative to try to get kids to keep reading during the summer, not to disappear into their devices. What do you think the secrets are for encouraging kids to read?
As a writer, I think the secret is writing the best stories that I can write, stories that will take hold of their imaginations and give them people that they can kind of carry around as neighbors for the rest of their lives.
Oh, that's a lovely way to put it. Carry around as neighbors and as friends. I mean, do you think books, when they are that powerful story that kids really bond with, do you think that that is something that we underestimate sometimes, that this can be a powerful lifelong thing? It's not just a kind of a healthy thing for kids to do, a virtuous thing. It does have a real impact.
I think so, and I think it's satisfying. And I think if we had more time, we could have a conversation about the books that we carry with us from our childhood, the books that really made an impact on us. And I think today's children have those books, too.
What is it for you, Jacqueline? What book?
What book do I carry with me?
Yeah.
We did not have a lot of books when I was a child. I lived on a farm, as I told you, but we had a set of books called Bookhouse Books, and I loved the myths and fairy tales. And actually, there's a Wisconsin legend, Paul Bunyan, who was one of my favorites. I just loved the exaggeration of it. And now I realize he was probably a clear cutter or something. But at the time, I loved the tall tale element of it, how many parsnips the blue ox ate. And so I don't think Paul Bunyan was a model for me, but it was a joy to my imagination to think about it.
And what would you say, you know, as we go forward and talk about getting kids to read, what would you tell parents about why books matter?
That's a good question. Well, there's a lot about books that matter. There's a story content. But for picture books, which is what I write, another thing is the experience of sharing the book together. It's a little community, the parent, the reader, and the book. And that's really important. You share the story, you laugh about the story, and you have it to refer to the next day. Remember when we read that story about that farmer who farms in Milwaukee? Why don't we plant some stuff? It just is life-changing, actually.
Jacqueline Briggs Martin is with us, children's author and Caldecott Award winner, and she's been talking about the Read On Wisconsin initiative that is an effort to get kids reading books this summer. And Jacqueline, you've been visiting schools and gardens, and what have you been learning? Because I know these are not just learning experiences for kids, but for the authors, too, the people who visit schools.
Oh, yes. It is a wonderful learning experience for me. And what I have been learning is that these kids in these schools are really enthusiastic readers. They read and they take it into themselves and they share it with me when I come to their school. And they also, I think many of them, are enthusiastic writers. And that is really another wonderful side of reading. It makes you a better writer. And whether or not you grow up to be a creative writer, it's important to be able to express yourself, to be able to express your feelings, express your ideas. So that's another thing that I have learned, which has made me feel really good about the schools that I have visited. These kids are readers and they are writers.
Do you think there is sort of a, maybe mental health is too strong a word, but a happiness quotient for kids who do write and express those feelings in writing and in, you know, the books that they read?
I think it's very satisfying, and I think it gives them joy. And I think when they talk with me about the books they've read, whether they're my books or somebody else's books, there's always pleasure. There's always pleasure in that conversation. So, yeah, I think, how can it not be good to have a book that you love to go to after a bad day or after a good day?
So here it is. It's almost summer. A lot of kids getting out of the next week or two. What do you think you would give them as a book list? And some of your own, maybe it could be on that list. But what would you, any titles you'd give parents to say, here, this is going to get your kid to read, even though it's summertime?
Well, I cannot best the book list that the CCBC has put together for Read On Wisconsin. It's got wonderful books on it, and the CCBC website has other book recommendations. So I think parents who have access to the internet can go to the CCBC Read On Wisconsin page and find wonderful books. Some of my favorite books are written by a Wisconsin person, Kevin Hankus.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
Yeah, and he lives in Madison. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Now that you ask me, of course, it's hard for me to come up with titles. I also love the classic picture book writer, Maurice Sendak. And some of the books that aren't as well known but are really wonderful is A Nutshell Library by Maurice Sendak. You can put The Nutshell Library in a raincoat pocket, but it's got some really wonderful books in it, and they are ageless. He wrote them, I don't know, probably 30 or 40 years ago, but they're so much fun that I think that would be a great pick.
Jacqueline,
parents.
Great recommendations. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jacqueline Briggs Martin, the author of several children's books, including Farmer Will Allen and The Growing Table. She's been talking to us about the Read On Wisconsin initiative and more. That program is one to get kids reading books this summer. And if you want to check out those lists that she was talking about, you can go to readon.education.wisc.edu.